Chapter 7, Section 2, Electrical Current, from the Reading Essentials. What you'll learn. You'll learn about electric current. You'll learn how electrical energy is moved to a circuit, and you'll learn about current, voltage, and resistance. Mark the text in the right column. Underline every heading in the reading that asks a question. Then use a different color to highlight the answers to those questions. Before you read, when you turn on a lamp, where does the light come from? Read to learn. Electric current. A TV produces light waves and sound waves. Where does this energy come from? An electrical outlet provides electrical energy. Electrical energy is available only when an electric current flows in the TV. The TV changes the electrical energy into sound and light. What is an electric current? An electric current is the flow of electric charges. An electric current flows in a wire when electrons move along the wire. A wire is electrically neutral. It has the same number of protons and electrons. The electrons move along the wire when electric current flows in the wire. At the same time, electrons flow into one end of the wire and flow out the other end of the wire. The number of electrons that flow into one end is the same as the number of electrons that flow out of the other end. This keeps the wire electrically neutral. What is the unit for current? The amount of electric current in a wire is the amount of electric charge that flows into and out of the wire every second. The SI unit for electric current is the ampere, symbol A. 1 ampere of electric current means a huge number of electrons, about 6 billion, are flowing into and out of the wire every second. In the right column, page 111, the reading check, determine. What keeps a wire electrically neutral? Page 112, a simple electric circuit. When lightning flashes, electric energy turns into heat energy, sound energy, and light energy. This happens in an instant. When you watch TV, electricity must be turned into light energy and sound energy for as long as you have the TV on. An electric current must keep flowing in the TV. Electric current will flow only if the charges can flow in a closed or non-stopping path. A closed path in which electric charges can flow is an electric circuit. The figure at the bottom of the page shows a simple electric circuit. Current flows in this circuit as long as the conducting path between the battery, wires, and light bulb is not broken. If the switch is open, the path is broken and the current will not flow. Also, if a wire or the filament in the light bulb is broken, the path is broken and the current will not flow. Making electric charges flow. A force must be exerted on electric charges to make them flow. Remember that a force is exerted on an electric charge by an electric field. To make electric charges flow in a circuit, there must be an electric field in the circuit that moves the electrons in one direction. What can make charges flow? The battery in the figure produces the electric field that can make electrons flow. Chemical reactions happen in the battery when it is connected in a circuit. These chemical reactions cause one post, or the negative terminal of the battery, to become negatively charged, and the positive terminal to become positively charged. The negative and positive charges on the battery terminals make the electric field in the circuit. The electric field causes electrons to flow from the negative terminal towards the positive terminal. In the left column, page 112, go ahead and do the foldable, organize information that will help you understand the different kinds of circuits. Number two, the reading check, summarize what kind of reactions make an electric field in a battery. And number three, picture this. In the figure, draw arrows along the wire that show the flow of the electric current when the circuit is closed. Page 113, what is electric resistance? Electrons are always hitting atoms and other electric charges as they flow. This causes electrons to change direction. But the electric field in the circuit keeps the electrons moving in the direction the current is flowing. A measure of how hard it is for electrons to flow in an object is electric resistance. The resistance of insulators is usually much higher than the resistance of conductors. The unit for electric resistance is the ohm, and that's the Greek symbol, the omega. How can you model electron flow? Look at the figure of a ball bouncing down a flight of stairs. The ball hits the steps and changes its direction many times. Its overall motion is in one direction, downward. The ball is like an electron moving through an electric circuit. Electrons in a circuit change direction after they hit atoms and other electric charges, but their overall motion is in one direction, the direction of the current flow. Why do electrons flow slowly in a wire? If the ball had fallen without bouncing, it would have gotten to the bottom of the stairs much faster. Changing directions from bouncing on the steps slowed the ball down. In the same way, electrical resistance in a wire causes electrons to flow slowly. An electron in a circuit may take several minutes to move only a centimeter. If that is true, why does a light bulb light up as soon as you flip a switch? When you flip a switch, you close a circuit. An electric field moves through the circuit at the speed of light. The electric field causes electrons in the light bulb to start flowing almost immediately after the switch is flipped. In the right column, page 113, picture this. Number 4, analyze. Draw an arrow to show the overall direction of the ball in the figure. Think it over. Number 5. How would turning on a light be different if the electric field were much slower? Page 114, transferring electrical energy. When a current flows in a material, kinetic energy moves to the material. This is because the electrons and atoms bump into each other. The energy that flowing electrons move to the circuit also is called electrical energy. Electrical energy is changed into other forms of energy. When current flows to a light bulb, it is changed to heat and light. Electrical energy and the electric field. The electrical energy that electrons move to a circuit depends on the strength of the electric field. If the electric field becomes stronger, the electric force exerted on electrons increases as they move from one point to another in the circuit. This causes electrons to move faster between hitting other atoms and electric charges. Since the speed of the flowing electrons increases as the electric field gets stronger, their kinetic energy also increases. A stronger electric field causes more electrical energy to move to the circuit. Voltage. Have you seen a sign that says, "Danger, high voltage"? Voltage is a measure of how much electrical energy is moved by an electric charge as it moves from one point to another in a circuit. You can measure the voltage between two points with a voltmeter. The voltage between any two points in the circuit increases when the electric field in the circuit increases. The SI unit for voltage is the volt, V. How does a battery make electrical energy? The electric field in a circuit causes flowing electrons to have electrical energy. If a battery is connected in a circuit, chemical reactions in the battery make the electric field. In a battery, chemical energy is changed into electrical energy. This electrical energy can be changed into other forms of energy in the circuit. The battery is the source of energy. What is battery voltage? Battery voltage is the voltage between the positive and negative terminals of a battery. The battery voltage is related to how much electrical energy an electron would move to a circuit from the negative terminal to the positive terminal. When the voltage of a battery increases, more electrical energy is moved to a circuit. The voltage a battery makes depends on the chemical reactions in the battery. In the left column, page 114, think it over. Apply. Number 6. What happens to voltage in a circuit when the electric field decreases? Number 7. Reading check. Summarize. What happens when the voltage of a battery increases? Page 115. What happens if the voltage in a circuit is increased? The voltage, current, and resistance in a circuit are all related. If the voltage in a circuit increases, the electric field in the circuit increases. Electrons speed up between bumping in the atoms and other electric charges. This makes the current in a circuit increase. If the resistance in a circuit increases, it increases the number of times that electrons bump into atoms and other electric charges every second. This makes it harder for electrons to flow in the circuit. Because of this, increasing the resistance reduces the current. What is Ohm's law? The relationship between the voltage, current, and resistance of a circuit is known as Ohm's law. Ohm's law can be written as the following equation. Voltage, in volts, equals current, in amperes, times the resistance, in ohms. In other words, V equals I, where I stands for current, times R. So V equals I times R. Series and parallel circuits. There are probably a lot of devices connected to circuits in your home. There are two ways that devices can be connected in a circuit. One way is a series circuit, shown in the top figure. The other way is a parallel circuit, shown in the lower figure. In a series circuit, there is only one closed path for the current to follow. If any part of the path is broken, the current will not flow in the circuit. In a parallel circuit, there is more than one closed path for current to follow. If the current flow is broken in one path, current will still flow in other paths in the circuit. The electric circuits in your house are parallel circuits. This means you can switch off the light in one room without turning off the lights in the whole house. Number 8, in the right column, page 115. Apply. The current in a circuit is 0.10 amps. The resistance of the circuit is 30 ohms. What is the voltage in the circuit? Show your work. And there you can just use the equation of Ohm's law to help you out with that. Picture this. Observe. Number 9. Look at the light bulbs in the middle of the parallel circuit. How many closed paths is it a part of? Page 116, after you read. Mini glossary. Electric circuit. It's a closed path in which electric charges can flow. Electric current is the flow of electric charges measured in amperes, A. Electric resistance, a measure of how hard it is for electrons to flow in an object. Unit is the ohm. And there you see your the Greek symbol, the omega. Parallel circuit is a circuit where there is more than one closed path for current to follow. Series circuit is a circuit where there is only one closed path for the current to follow. And voltage, it's a measure of how much electrical charge energy is moved by an electric charge as it moves from one point to another in a circuit. Number 1, review the terms and their definitions in the mini glossary. Write a sentence comparing and contrasting a parallel circuit and a series circuit. Number 2, complete the flow chart about how electrons flow to make a light bulb glow. And I'll just read and follow the arrows. The first thing that you do is flip a switch to close the circuit. Then blank moves electrons. 2, flowing electrons move blank through an electric circuit. And electrical energy changed into heat and light. And the light bulb blank. 3, you were asked to underline the headings that were questions and then highlight the answers to each question. How did this help you understand more about electric current? That is the end of section 2 from chapter 7 from the Reading Essentials, Electric Current.